Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right. 5:34. Sunny 101.5. This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show.
Hi.
Good morning.
Do your headphones sound different?
Yes.
Why is it mine?
Yours don't.
What is it?
You probably got the board selected.
Okay, I'll fix that. This won't last long. Don't you worry. On with the show. Mostly sunny today, breezy, but the high will be 48. It's 26 right now. What do you think of that?
Nice. Trying to have a positive attitude.
That's just like Tracy.
This Monday morning.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:17. Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know, Thanksgiving may be a holiday for humans, but that doesn't mean that the pups don't want to get in on the fun, too. Mm-hmm. There's this really cool program I just saw that they're calling it Home for the Holidays program.
Home for the Holidays.
I get it.
Holidays. Right. It's this new initiative that pairs shelter dogs with these temporary foster homes just for Thanksgiving week. Now, this project is going on in Atlanta, Georgia, and they were finding families to take in 20 of their loneliest shelter dogs for the next coming week. Now, it kind of gives the pups a chance to relax, spend time with a family, get out of the cage, and I don't know, maybe join in on the feasting, you know, just a little.
Yeah.
Fostering animals is just an invaluable resource for rescue shelters. It really just gives the dogs a break from being in a shelter cage all day, and it gives foster parents and shelters a chance to really learn more about the dog's personality, and which leads them to maybe a family deciding to adopt a pet, or shelters learning about which pups might be good with kids. And so there's all kinds of information both sides can gain during this. And the best part of the program is it's basically free. They provide the pet supplies and the vet care and any kind of support you need, and you just provide the family and the love for the week. So, and you know, I'm curious, and I'm going to follow this program because it's called hashtag Lifeline Holidays. You can kind of follow these 20 pets. It'll be interesting to see how many might end up with forever homes.
I bet they all do. I'm going to go full.
But what a neat program, right?
Yeah, it is a great program. That's good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
I listen all morning.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was great.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:53. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Bruno Mars was the big winner at the 2017 American Music Awards last night, despite not attending the ceremony.
He wasn't even there?
He wasn't there. He won 7 trophies, including Artist of the Year, Favorite Male Artist Pop Rock, and Album of the Year for 24K Magic. There's also a big night for Keith Urban, who won Favorite Country Male Artist, Favorite Country Song, and Favorite Country Album. And Diana Ross was presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, she deserves that.
Oh, absolutely. Selena Gomez debuted a new blonde bob on the red carpet at the AMAs last night.
Kind of looked like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it wasn't our favorite look.
Yeah.
Kind of washed her out a little bit. Let's talk about some of the other red carpet looks. Okay, now, yeah, I've asked the guys to kind of scroll through these really rough assignment that I gave them this morning.
I got it. It's tough looking at it.
Yeah, it's tough looking at beautiful women in gorgeous dresses, but
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I just like them all.
You can't. She said your favorite. Oh. You can't.
All right, I'll give you a second because okay. I really liked. I really liked Diana Ross. She looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, the headpiece, she just looks fantastic.
I just think for
Heidi
my money,
Klum, oh my gosh, she was another one of my favorites.
Heidi Klum,
just
the look
always
is different.
Classy.
I don't know if it's the darker makeup that she looked that she doesn't normally wear on America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go. I said she looked a little older than she normally does.
Oh.
But I think it's the dark makeup.
Could be.
Well.
Could be.
You know, like I said, I just
you
like
can't,
them all.
You can't. But
since I'm forced to pick a favorite, and I'm really reluctant, but since I have to,
all right.
I'd have to go with Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Oh, I've got to look her up
yeah.
now.
Right.
Is it a very small one?
A very
small dress?
No, I think
I win that. You know, my favorite was Bebe Rexha, and I usually don't like blondes, but I don't know why she stood out. And then I just Googled her name to find out a little more about her.
Yeah.
And the first article is she stuns on the red carpet with her nearly nude look with her see-through dress. And then I go, well, that explains that.
Yeah, why did we know that was coming?
But no, she really, I think.
Well, Jenna was wearing a sparkling Julian McDonald dress with a plunging neckline.
So. Oh, that's good. Bebe Rexha was in a strapless and sheer black bodycon dress with strappy sandals.
No, I just think she's.
Demi Lovato looked really pretty, too.
She was the other one.
But what about the music awards? I mean,
is that what we were talking about?
Is that what we're talking about or the fashion show?
No, that is what we were talking about. And I already gave you kind of the highlights of the music awards.
Sorry, I was looking through all the
video of the year, Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
Right.
Let's see, Bruno Mars. I mean,
that's what I like.
Favorite male artist, Bruno Mars. Favorite female artist, Lady Gaga.
Bruno didn't win that one.
Favorite album, no. Bruno Mars.
Favorite star not to show up, Bruno Mars.
Best Pompadour haircut.
I love it.
In a
favorite,
video.
Favorite female artist, soul R&B, Beyonce.
Featuring Bruno Mars.
Moving on here on Friday, Danica Patrick announced she'll be retiring from auto racing after finishing the Indianapolis 500 and Daytona 500 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while Patrick never won a race, the 35-year-old is the highest finishing woman ever in the Indy 500 and the only female driver to win the pole in a NASCAR Cup Series. Her teammates call her a megastar. The timing of her retirement appears to be at least partially motivated by her inability to find enough sponsorship to cover the $10 million cost of a full season of racing. Well, Malcolm Young, best known as the guitarist and co-founder of rock group AC/DC, has died. He was just 64. The musician passed away on Saturday after battling dementia for the past 3 years. His brother Angus talked about the unique and very special bond the two of them had, having co-founded AC/DC in 1973. Charles Manson also died, the 1960s cult leader whose followers committed brutal murders across L.A. in 1969, died of natural causes in a Southern California hospital on Sunday. He was 83. And Country Music Hall of Famer and Grand Ole Opry member Mel Tillis died at the age of 85. He passed away on Sunday in Florida. His suspected cause of death is respiratory failure. Known for his down-home humor and charm, he recorded more than 60 albums during his six-decade-long career.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend at the box office, Justice League took the number one spot.
Not the odds.
Yeah, bringing in $96 million.
Although that's kind of down from the other ones.
You know what? That's exactly what they said. It fell short of expectations of crossing the $100 million mark in the debut weekend. Meanwhile, Wonder landed in second place with an impressive $27 million. Thor Ragnarok fell in third place, adding $21.7 million. And Daddy's Home 2 took fourth, and Murder on the Orient Express rounded out the top five. All right, you guys ready for the birthday game? We have lots to choose from today
because
it's Monday.
Good.
That always makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Adam Driver, his birthday was yesterday.
You know, he's from Mishawaka.
Yeah.
That's right.
Originally, I think his... His parents got divorced and his mom moved up here. But he went to, was it Mishawaka High School?
Yeah.
I think it was.
How cool.
27.
31.
34.
Jodie
Foster.
Jodie Foster is 44.
54.
55. Wow. Pretty close. And Owen Wilson. His was Saturday.
I'm going to have to give him, I'm going to say 60.
Oh, you are cruel.
Yeah.
60? Yeah. You think, hold on.
Do you know who Owen Wilson is?
It's not even that. You think he's about the same age as you?
I want to say 50.
You're still mean. He's going to, I'm going to say.
I bet he's
41.
50. No.
He's 49.
He's 49. Yeah.
That's cruel.
He's 50. Older than you thought.
Yeah. Well, that makes you, by that math, you've got to be close to 70.
Yeah, probably.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right. Here at 717, what are we going to ask today? What do we dare to ask today?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it and get it over with because, okay. You know, during this week, I knew I had to ask her this question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Siri, what do you think about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is the best holiday of the year. Whoa. It is perfect. The only thing that you are required to do is stuff yourself senseless with food and then lay around and watch football on TV. What could be better than that? Other holidays have so many things that you have to do, like buy presents for Christmas, get costumes for Halloween, or break up with your significant other right before Valentine's Day. Not Thanksgiving though. The less you do, the better you are at celebrating the day. I can't wait to gain 10 pounds and then hate myself for it. Who is with me?
Yeah, I'm sure Siri can gain 10
pounds. Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri at sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5. It is 7:42, mostly sunny, breezy, and the high 48 today. It's 28 right now.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
Vodka. It's just not for drinking.
No?
No.
Not just drinking.
Cleaning.
Nope. You did the cleaning before. I think you said you used it for cleaning. But it can make you smell good.
Makes you smell good.
Believe it or not.
I didn't think it had an odor, did it?
Now, it does say this article, pour some cheap vodka. Don't want to use
the good stuff.
Quadruple distilled
right.
From, you know, Sweden or whatever.
Exactly.
But you pour some cheap vodka into a spray bottle. Spritz it on your clothes, then wait for the clothes to dry, and when the alcohol evaporates, so does the stank.
Really?
I think you have to wait for it to evaporate. Otherwise, I mean, can you imagine?
Now, you got, and remember, it's vodka. Right. Don't try right. that with
don't use
try
anything.
That with bourbon.
But that's what they say. I don't know. It can make your clothes smell better. Yeah. So when you're camping...
Vodka is just not for drinking anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look at this.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, man.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. All right. So, you know, we're always looking for ways to, you know, get creative with the kids and to occupy them. And, you know, the craft supplies can get pretty expensive.
Sure.
So we have a recipe here for paint for kids.
A recipe for paint?
Yes. Where you just make it with what you have at home. And I'm sure you have these things at home. 1 cup of flour.
Got it.
1 cup of salt.
Yes.
1 cup of water. And then you put in some food coloring, whatever color that you would like that to be, and mix up kids' paint. And they actually show it in Pinterest in those, you know, Heinz ketchup bottles that you shake it up real good. And there you have it. These beautiful, bright colors. And you didn't have to, you know, spend an arm and leg at the store.
I never knew that.
Homemade, which makes it all that much more fun.
All right. Now, this one has to do with sleeping. Do you sleep with your bedroom door closed?
No.
Sometimes. Yeah, a lot of times.
Well, this is the life hack. You should, and I'll tell you why. It's a fire safety thing. If you sleep with the door closed, it delays the spread of fire or toxic fumes. So try and make it a habit to sleep with the door closed. Plus, no one wants to listen to you snoring anyways.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
This is Sunny 101.5. It is 7:55. And that means it's time for Go Figure. So here's Steve.
Every year around this time, Jack, like many of people, are looking for their calendars for their next year, whether it be for their desk at work. You know, Jack always has, I think last year went with the Vin Diesel Fast and Furious calendar for his kitchen. And then he went with a classic car one for his garage outside.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
this year, I've got your calendar.
I get a calendar for my kids usually every year, too.
With their pictures in it?
Their pictures. Yeah. I do like that.
And they write their birthday in it so you don't forget it?
No, they don't. I have to remember that.
I have to ask them.
I'm responsible to remember those things. Like
usually
Alyssa's coming up this month.
Okay. So. I'm just kidding, yeah.
So around this time of year, everyone's buying their calendars, but nobody ever would think to make a sexy cab driver calendar until now.
There is such a thing.
There is. A dozen New York City taxi drivers, 11 men and one woman. They're featured on a monthly series of glamour shots with a portion of the proceeds from the $15 calendar going to University Settlement, which is a charity that helps low-income immigrants.
Oh, well.
One photo shows Mr. November Terry. He featured wearing a mesh t-shirt.
Oh, man.
And there's a female passenger that's handing him a $100 bill.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, he goes on to tell the paper that he typically doesn't receive tips that big. But maybe if he wore this shirt to work, it would be a regular basis that he would receive a 100. So I've got your desk calendar.
He's rocking that mesh t-shirt.
I think I can probably pass on that one. Wait, is the cash cab guy in there?
Oh, he might. What if he's in there?
He should be in there. He should be.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a... Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain. Only on Sunny 101.5.
Well, good luck today, because what a great prize you're going to win if you know the bargain. Got a car wash book. And that book is worth $80.
Whoa.
That's
sweet.
$80 from Mike's Car Wash.
It feels so good to have a clean car.
Yes. It just seems like it rides better. Doesn't it feel like
it does.
Every time you do it, like seems like it's riding
it
better?
Yeah, I do the same thing. After I shower, I feel like I walk a little better. I get it.
I'm sure you do. Okay, so here we go. We'll start off with a pitchfork with fiberglass handle. New condition, $20. Mm. Next, outdoor pool ladder. Fits up to 52 by 22. 1 year old, $10.
Oh.
And last but not least, a case of mothballs never opened.
What?
A case of mothballs never opened, $5.
Oh, my gosh.
236-1015. Good luck.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
This is your Christmas music station, Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5. And who's this?
Hey, it's the pool ladder.
Outdoor pool ladder fits up to 52 by 22. 1 year old, $10. That's bogus. I'm sorry.
No,
it's not it.
Oh, man.
You know what? I have two of them.
I'm sorry. That's not it. Thanks for calling. All right. Bye. Sunny 101.5. Well, we eliminated the pool ladder, so it's either the pitchfork or the mothballs. Who's this?
Oh, my God. This is Amber, and I'm going to go with pitchfork.
Okay. Pitchfork with fiberglass handle. New condition, $20. Mm. That's the bargain.
Yeah.
Way to go. Yeah. And now you have a car wash book worth $80 from Mike's Car Wash.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Well, do you want to tell everybody why the other ones were wrong?
So I knew it was a pitchfork right away. Because I don't, Jack does not tell me what's true
and
false.
We're playing right along with you.
Is when he throws a loop in there, like all three of them are from the paper, which he hasn't done in weeks. So I feel pretty confident about my decision of the pitchfork today.
Why?
First of all, you purchased mothballs on Friday.
I did.
You did.
Since I'm putting it, because they're in my barn, because they're supposed to keep the mice away.
So you've done that. And now the pool ladder, you were just talking about pools with Tracy. Mm-hmm. And the telltale that I didn't pick up until recently was it's the same size as your pool. It's a 52 by 20. And when you said it, I go, man, where have I heard that? Oh, yeah, because when Jack actually purchased the pool, that's all he kept saying. Yo, I got a pool. And everyone he told him, hey, you know what I did yesterday? What? Got a pool?
I got a pool.
52 by 22.
The sounds of the holidays are back right here on Sunny 101.5.
I love this time of year. I love Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
On Sunny 101.5.
Join us tomorrow for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Wow, do we have prizes for you. $100 Subway gift card and $100 Fandango gift card to give away. A car wash book from Mike's Car Wash worth about $80.
Nice. That would be a great little prize.
We're just moving out the inventory, making way for the new year coming up. Join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.